Ina Marie Cheney is having a busy week at the Tundra Women's Coalition.
Well, it seems like, you know, lately we've been over capacity, and, you know, having to shuffle people in the shelter, like, trying to find room.
She's the shelter manager. In addition to her duties, she's also preparing for the nation's top lawyer to visit Bethel today.
We'll have people that'll meet them out here. We'll walk them.
Attorney General Barr is visiting Alaska to hear about the challenges that Alaska Natives face in the state's justice system. He visited with Alaska Native leaders Wednesday in Anchorage, who told him about the lack of law enforcement in those communities. Vivian Corthius, the CEO of the Association of Village Council Presidents, was one of the leaders there. Here's a clip from KTVA TV.
When I came into the room this morning, I noticed that the media is here, and I also noticed that there were six cameras, six media outlets. If you count the cameras behind me, there are six of them. We have six VPSOs in our region that serve 56 tribes.
VPSOs stand for Village Public Safety Officers. AVCP operates the program in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Governor Mike Dunleavy wants to slash $3 million from the VPSO program and give it to the Alaska State Troopers instead. That will leave most villages without any law enforcement, because it can take several hours, even days, before a state trooper shows up to a village needing help. AVCP surveyed tribes who said public safety is the number one concern for the past 3 years. Corthia says that the best solutions will come from the tribes, because their members are already in the communities. House Representative Don Young has proposed a pilot program that would allow five Alaska Native tribes to expand criminal jurisdiction. The other issue before the U.S. Attorney General William Barr is the fact that Alaska Native women experience some of the highest rates of sexual assault and domestic violence in the nation. A report from the Urban Indian Health Institute says Anchorage is in the top four cities for the most cases of murdered and missing Indigenous women. This is a top priority for Representative Tiffany Zolkuski, a Bethel Democrat and the only Alaska Native woman in the state house.
These are not just numbers. These are real Alaskans. These are Alaskan women. These are, in some cases, Alaskan men, young Alaskan men, Alaska children. We cannot have conversations about public safety and about these statistics without lawmakers recognizing that these are real human lives.
Zolkuski is head of the Special Committee on Tribal Affairs in the House, and that recently passed a resolution that asked Congress to reauthorize the Violence Against Women Act, or VAWA. In the past, Attorney General Barr has spoken out against reauthorization. He says it wasn't, quote, a legitimate interest of the federal government. That's according to Newsweek magazine. But he has since changed his stance. Earlier this year, he says he supports reauthorizing the act. In Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.